we've been predicting an October surprise right before the election. Doesn't mean they're going to actually stage something. They could just use an event and spin it the way they want. And we've seen Paul Pelosi, the embattled husband of Nancy Pelosi, and the billions, not hundreds of millions they've made off insider trading deals, reportedly attacked late last week by a man with a hammer. But they held up the details of it for a while and said, well, he was in his underwear. And then, well, the glass was knocked out from the inside out. And then somebody unnamed let the police in the building. And the police didn't tell us until today that they found both men in their underwear in Paul Pelosi and Nancy Pelosi's bedroom. She was off in D.C. So I guess when the cat's away, the mice play. And this is looking more and more like some type of homosexual interlude or rendezvous. And I'll give it to Paul Pelosi. At least it wasn't the kid that was in there. The 40-year-old man. So my issue here is how they've spun the whole thing, put up fake websites that he was a right-winger when he was a leftist, nudist, big Democrat supporter on record. That's all been confirmed. And the websites put up Friday saying he was a right-wing QAnon person are not true. So maybe they weren't gay. They were just hanging out in their underwear with hammers. And then here's the most important point. When Paul Pelosi called 911, we're going to play that tape for you here in a moment. He said, I know the man and listed his name. So he knows a man and lists his name, but then goes, oh, and tells the cops, actually, I don't know him, when he figures out how that sounds. And the police are obviously controlled by Democrats there in San Francisco. They won't even respond to regular crime. And so they waited until Sunday to release today that Pelosi is refusing to release surveillance footage to them. And Paul Pelosi was in his underwear in a bedroom with him. And that he'd gone in the bathroom and called the police, but then come back out and joined the man. Then they began to hit each other with hammers again. And the police aimed guns at him and said, put your hammer down. And the younger man did not put his hammer down and continued to try to attack Pelosi, but they didn't shoot him because they could obviously tell this was some kind of weirdo stuff going on. This has come out now from the police, but it's getting almost zero news coverage. But hear what they've released so far. They haven't released what Pelosi said. It's just the dispatcher telling police what Pelosi told him. We need to get that full tape released. Here it is.
Our officers observed Mr. Pelosi and the suspect both holding a hammer. The suspect pulled the hammer away from Mr. Pelosi and violently assaulted him with it. Our officers immediately tackled the suspect, disarmed him.
Northern 4 car, A priority 910, 2640 Broadway, cross of Scott and Normandy. Have a 14 hour copy. RP stated that there's a male in the home and that he's going to wait for his wife. RP stated that he doesn't know who the male is, but he advised that his name is David. And that he is a friend. RP sounded somewhat confused.
Yes, code 3 to 2640 Broadway for 14 hour.
Cover 12 hour cop. 15 hour also code 3.
Everyone call advice and sufficient units on scene 2640 Broadway. Special call medic 66, location 2640 Broadway, cross of Scott and Normandy Terrace. This is code 3 as a second medic for a second patient. Special call for RC1. RC1 location 2640 Broadway, cross of Scott and Normandy. This is for the code 3 medical aid requiring 2 medics, control channel A2.
So what do you want to bet this never hits court and this gets quietly handled? Two men in their underwear with hammers in a bedroom. There's a full police press conference on this, but you've got to really dig to find it. We can play the whole thing if you want. The police have guns on them. Both men, Pelosi, Paul Pelosi has police aiming guns at him. The police come in to the bedroom, and there's two men in their underwear with hammers. And the police say, drop it. And the younger man doesn't and continues to try to attack Pelosi. What in the hell is going on here? This is not someone breaking in and saying, where's Nancy Pelosi. I'd give it about a 99% chance this is some kind of weird wacko stuff going on. But that isn't the issue. These are two adults, and I'm against violence. I saw all the left celebrate, literally, I got clip after clip, when Rand Paul got six ribs broken, a lung punctured. And they said, good, you know, too bad this guy didn't kill him. Senator Paul comes out and says, this is terrible violence, it's a bad thing, we're against this, and the left says, too bad you didn't die again. Mostly peaceful protest. And so all over CNN, MSNBC, Washington Post, New York Times, he is a right winger. It's the new January 6th. Well, they said January 6th was worse than Pearl Harbor and 9/11. Peter Schrock said on TV 2 weeks ago that 9/11 doesn't even compare to January 6th. Yeah, 3,000 dead. January 6th, four dead patriots, no dead cops. 9/11 doesn't even compare to this. Well, then I guess they'll probably say 9/11 doesn't compare to Paul Pelosi in his underwear with some dude with hammers in their bedroom. And who is the unnamed person let in the police? If I had to speculate, and it's not hard to speculate, if you've studied the lifestyles of these folks, they were both on cocaine or meth. And they were going crazy, doing God knows what to each other. And one of them got pissed off at the other one. And things went haywire really, really, really quick. And if you question that, you're called a conspiracy theorist. Well, all they do is lie to us. All they do is have a history of fraud. So we would be insane if we didn't question what's going on here. Here's some of the memes that came out. You can see the full press conference and listen to the 911 tape if you want at InfoWars.com. Police dispatch Paul Pelosi said he doesn't know who the male is, but advised that his name is David and he's a friend. Paul Pelosi attacker lived in Berkeley hippie nudist colony. NBC News, David DePapa was able to get into the Pelosi bedroom where Paul Pelosi was. Third person was in home. Elon Musk fact-checked Hillary about the truth of Paul Pelosi attack, and Elon is right. And then here's some of the memes. Paul Pelosi crime scene video. I love this spirit Halloween costume meme that just keeps giving and giving. Home invader includes two hammers, underwear, gay pride flag. Berkeley stands united against and lube. And, of course, you've got from The Shining, the little scene with the adult teddy bear with the aristocratic man in the bedroom. Is this released footage from Pelosi's house before things got crazy? That's called satire media. We're not being serious. Rex Chapman calls Rand Paul a little bitch for wishing Paul Pelosi a speedy recovery. And it goes on and on and on. All right, we're going to start the second hour. Let me tell you what's coming up then.